No, all right. Sorry, keep you waiting. So that's just what's over here.
Now, this, but.
Got him.
He's going there, well, that's great.
They're counting on Gilbert. Gilbert's supposed to have told me.
I don't know that you met him, right?
All right, it's been over here, let's see around.
I talked to him this afternoon about the SST. He said he was all out on it. So anything he wanted to do, he wasn't doing, he was ready to do it.
Could you call him back after this meeting and ask him?
Call Gilbert Humphrey, we understand he.
Gilbert Humphrey told everybody he was going to be for it, we understand.
Only because meeting is for it. That's what, because labor is for it. Now, we understand his waiver.
Great.
And that Gilbert Humphrey spoke in any terms.
He said he had been calling people, he had quite a few disappointments, he said, but anyway, they were working on it, continued to work.
And he are apparently not doing much.
Probably ought to review this situation. John, do you express the reviews to us all? We express the need to this morning. I have followed some heard their story today.
It's
well, that's part of the battle. I'm saying you did be put in the battle, try to go back over the economics of it. It appeared very clearly that you're going to have to be strong in the Midwest. You're going to have to be strong in rural America, and particularly in that part of the country. Now, there are a lot of things you can't do with respect to farmers. They're almost beyond help at this point. They feel like they are. They don't feel like anybody's trying to help them. Every time they turn around and hear somebody talking about wanting to increase imports on meat from Australia to, in behalf of the consumer, hog prices are down, what, to $17? They were 29 a year ago.
It's because they produce
them. Oh yeah, there's lots of problems, and they're responsible for a lot of meat. Fortunately, beef prices have held up fairly well, but grain is an insoluble problem, as far as I can tell. Years, so I just don't know many areas that you can do many things, that's the net of what I'm saying, to help the farmers and the dairy people. Now, these dairymen are organized, they're adamant, they're militant. This particular group, ANPI, which is the American Milk Producers Institute or something, represents about 40,000 people. The one that parallels them on the east of Mid-Continent or something, Mid-America group represents about 40,000. The Southeastern group, Darien Incorporated, whatever their name is, represents a lesser number, but probably in the range of 20,000, I They tap these fellows, I think it's 1/3 or 1% of their total sales, or $99 a year, whichever is.
Like a union.
Oh, it's a checkoff. No question about it. And they're meeting, and they're having meetings. They have them stay on an airplane, and they just travel from one part of the country to another part of the country. They get these fellows in, and they sign them up. And it's a pure checkoff deal. And they're amassing an enormous amount of money that they're going to put into political activities, very frankly. And legitimate call. I wouldn't recommend you do. You take anything that has any merit to it. They're asking for an increase in the price of hundredweight up to $4.92. They originally started out at $5.05. And I'm sure these folks can all argue more convincingly than I can that on the basis of the merits they ought not to get it, or that milk production will go up or something else. But the truth of the matter is the price of milk is now pegged at $4.92. You're not going to raise the price of milk. They're supporting the price of milk themselves with their own money by buying cheese right today. Now, if you don't support the price,
six and the 492.
So they have dropped the price. Now they're in trouble. They've already spent more money than they have. They're gonna have dropped the price to go about 50 cents a hundred on April 1. Lost the treasure. This is why the district.
They may well have. Now there's some talk that the management of this is in trouble. So I don't believe it. They just raised the price $25 for Ethan Brown. And they've done some things that I think are looking from our tactics, perhaps, and organizing. But I don't criticize that unless we're prepared to take on business and labor. You know, at the same time, people for denying the farmer what is practice for labor. And so I will judge on tomorrow. I judge on the basis of you've heard all the rest, but I'm addressing myself to the aspects of the political aspect. It's a better organization in the United States. You can get more help from that will be more loyal to you. And I think they've got a worthy case to begin with. And that being true, I just think you ought to stretch for one. I will wait just 6 years, and I know that there's some advice given to you to wait till next year. That's, I will differ with that, simply because they're going to make their association and their alliances this year, and they're going to spend a lot of money this year. And various congressional senatorial races all over this United States. And you don't want to be in a position, as you well know better than I, that you have to regret when people think that you can do something for them. And they're not in that position. If you do something for them this year, they think you've done it because they've got a good case and because you're their friend. If you wait till next year, I don't care what you do for them. They're going to say, well, we put enough pressure on them this election year to have to. And you get no credit for it. So it's still going to cost you an enormous amount of money next year and get no political advantage out of it. And I just think that the message is the economics of it are just beyond reach or beyond that. That you ought to really seriously think about that this year. Is that a problem?
Yes, they said 35 million, but I was suggesting it's better. detour.
Not because they're milkers, but because they're farmers.
And it would be just turning down the whole damn middle America, where we need support. And under the circumstances, I think the best thing to do is to just to relax and enjoy it.
Trade for both years, if you do it. Trade for this year and next year, if you possibly can.
With these people?
Yes, sir.
Well, yes, sir, that'd be done.
Yes, sir.
That'd be great.
Yes, sir.
If we make a deal with the 2 years.
Yes, sir.
It'd be done. They'll do that.
Won't they do it?
Yes, sir.
I would like to say.
Yes, sir.
That's correct.
Yeah.
The other thing is, right, so they're nice, that LeBron took his hard answer. He's supposed to have, see, when I looked at the construction industry, the labor, and why can't you change it with us? All that means is our costs keep rising, and we're in the teens, and so you take it out on us, not the people that are really causing the problem. And it's hard to answer, but it's challenging to put that way. Well, I think we can settle for it.
We got to settle for it. It's all right. Make the best deal you can. Do it for 2 years. We hope it. And as I say, I appreciate the very frank judgment to the contrary. We just have to do this.
Now, we must do one other thing.
Let's let them know what we're doing. Let's get credit.
Oh, my God.
We're going to do this.
Mr. President, let's... Please, man, I'll make one suggestion. Let's don't trade the through agriculture on the merits until some other conversations are had.
We've got a little work to do with that page.
All I'm saying is, no, whether the same or everything, you know, you can get out.
But I mean, the point is, when you do something for these souls, remember, it's going to make sure you're going to turn it up that way, cause you get a picture of it.
And why can you have that more comments? I can make a suggestion, but he tied in, keep in mind, the Wilbur called me twice about that. I didn't care at all for him, but he was called you, but Peter called me with him. Very unusual, he just wanted to do that.
Well, that's fine, they both talked to you about, all right, well, there, you know, I think what our play should be here is basically, I think maybe it's George and John, what do you think, John, or since they...
That'd be great.
They're going to have to deal with one revenue sharing and all these other programs. I mean, you, of course, have all the age and all that. I mean, you have cookies, they love them. Now, they're here, those fellows. Let's take a vote with us. Now, if you... I think we've got to get another chance to hop away. No, I agree. That's right. It may be the end.
That's true. They've been wonderful.
Look, I've got you tired of that, but you don't see what it is. It's a lot of days, man.
What would you like to do with the time you put? Well, I think it depends on George. We have to talk to him. I think we have to squeeze.
Good. I think it's really better. Because that's going to do a refresher.
And I think that if you can get Wilbur and the speaker quickly, then we will age each other almost but as soon as they know what we're thinking about, the capture pass.
Where you get the pay out of it,
you get it from Wilbur.
Yeah, I think you ought to do at the same time for all these different people doing it so they don't get the crushed ones.
Correct.
It's going to almost become simultaneous to the vote, yes, as soon as it's pumped, it's so important that everybody will know it. First, they'll know it when they'll get a phone call there, and so they want to hear it, not all of them.
I'll say. Otherwise, aren't you somebody who want to talk to the area?
Make a
two-year deal. Now, they first you got it, well, then they're going to know.
If an office president, you can ask me this, what you can ask them, if they'll be able to do anything, would you be satisfied to do this one next year? We don't have to promise you to get away out of here. We don't have to make a sector. We don't have that. But I'll be able to do it.
And may I suggest anything else?
Just quickly, they won't tell.
All right. Yeah, also, that's what you got to deal with the presenter meeting.
I work it on, I know if I'm in.
No. His idea is that he'll say, look, if we were able to do this, will you pledge this? See?
No.
Still have to there. Yeah. And then that way the decision's still open. Yeah. Cool.
And you can pretty well seal this, John and George, when you talk to Wilbur and the speaker. The two-year aspect, too.
Yeah. You should do that.
But I can only say one point. The thing that's got started is a concern of overproduction, and you don't think down the line it'll be more trouble in the end.
If we do, it'll be 2 years off and not next year.
And John, what are the projects that off? How much of the production may have overproduction next year? And we may blame it on this. We might be for other reasons.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It takes longer than that.
There's one thing about this. There's one thing about this industry that is quite interesting, is that it's a big business.
Exactly.
You know, they go into this, but you know, people say that it's a matter of fact. I get the impression, Cliff, and I'm not too much an expert on the time, but I get the impression that, for example, with regard to the price of hogs, people can go into that position like that. It's pretty easy. It's changing the hair, but compared to the dairy business, on the other hand, requires an enormous investment. But you know, you can raise more pigs, right?
Yes, and the times get
fast. And that's why the corn hog ratio, that business goes up and down almost like an escalator, doesn't it?
Right. Two litters per year, the average out of 100 litters, 750 per litter.
That's right. They've got some study on this, and these costs, it approaches $2,000 per cow. So you just multiply 50 cows, 100 cows, 150 cows, but $2,000, you've got a pretty good investment.
Well, you have an enormous
decided that we did.
We're going to import a little possible liquor hot fire.
Okay, he's going to be in the meeting now, because he thinks we got a force surprise meeting now. And then he's worried, of course, and he's forget it was an interdepartmental meeting, next Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. And this is just going to raise half of the capital again. But we just got them all quieted down, they've all written articles, they're just bleeding about what the president did.
What I mean, didn't pay for it, not too much.
Well, all that middle, they took the middle option, yes, and so I have all that, and I said, now I want to see you bleed your publications, I want you to post all this, support the president, he went all out with you on this. Well, they said, we got to help you just a little, and I said, if I see one word about oil, then I'm going to damn what you, you're going to get my office again, if I make myself clear. And they just sent in their publications, they just couldn't go all out. So open this up again now. It just would be terrible. There's no, in the back, I don't see any of it. It's just, George, can you call that guy? He's the one that's given the Nixon administration a reputation for being for low farm prices. If every once in a while he comes out with something.
Sure never gets reflected in the CPI, except, not this last month. It was for 6 months before that. So we got to give credit for that.
The last 2 months, the wholesale price index has skyrocketed.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And our consumer price index would have actually been
left out change.
That's been for the big increase in food prices now, I'm not saying. And that
food is already the wholesale price.
But the meat area is going to be a problem for us if we can get into that.
Well, from the consumer side, pretty regular.
You'll be back out of March, with the pork price going down.
For that fact, I think the...
About that, you know, we're possibly, well, I understand we're heading to some real problems there, but I think...
You mean all that said that, yes.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a short lesson we did last year.
Possibly.
Probably rising demand, rising crop output is worth 10 million pounds the same. That's nothing.
So all these things, it's just that it's the same thing when we discuss steel imports or other things, shoes or what have you, and meat. On the one hand, there's the groups that is pushing, and on the other hand, there's the consumer.
Everybody has one of these interdepartmental committees studying something in your favor.
Well, our doctor is particularly good at getting it. I think that's the piece that I use to make us speak to something. I don't know where he studies it, he keeps it trash shop, but
he's back to the final candidate.
I said nothing you said about it. Is that fair enough? So they said we're going to have to do it.
He hasn't called it, but it's in on that.
Would you know that you have to call it about that?
You can't forget to be an interdepartmental committee in this government and not have to keep it out of the paper.
Oh, sure you can.
Mm-hmm.
Sure you can. You have to try that a lot.
The cattle have been pretty good friends ever seen.
Well, cattle prices are down. How much are they down from their high of your life?
Pretty much.
They go back up again, Tom, for a bit.
But,
they're not their highs. They're not their highs.
They're just kind of,
oh, they're volatile, George.
My boss is pretty
good. I'm going to study agriculture, too, 50 years ago.
I agree with you.
Cattle prices. It's tough. And just remember, when we talk about food prices now, and bleeding for the consumer, that today, food prices in the United States are cheaper than they've ever been in the history of this nation. In terms of what it takes for hours of work to feed a family, 16%. That's the lowest in the history of the world.
And so I think you might be able to say that very quickly about that.
I don't know if that's what this is.
I studied
high prices.
All things.
That's right.
You can't give it out of the way, so you.
But we'll try to keep the cattle on.
Getting on our necks for the moment.
You never want to lose that left on the
Yeah,
it seems to be one other thing we're going to have to do is coordinate the timing of the event.
Phil will get the dairy people and take the, and say, all right, don't bug us next year.
And so you're gonna do the same thing, George, with the speaker.
All right.
And what we're going to is the commissioners and Barry. Is that right?
Anybody.
We're not separate, you're like the 505, I don't know if that's 492.
Well, no, 492.
492, that's the same term, right?
So you're.
Burn out. You want to drink a little bit of that stuff?
Oh, what's that?
Bring a bottle of cheese.
You know, that's a good idea, you're just wanting my work. That's a good idea, you're, but yeah.
I told him, I told him. Now it is a Saturday, now it is a Saturday.
Jack told President this morning, he'll get a commission, like the Constitution, that few times when he looked right into the lens.
Right.
That was just magnetic.
And now 2 minutes with you on another night.
Sure. Absolutely.
Just say it's
all right.